Not to practice divination, astrology, and sorcery. It says in the term Ikra, you shall not read omens and you shall not believe in the times. How does one read omens? By saying, since my bread fell out of my mouth, or my stick fell from my hand, or my son called to me from behind, or since a raven called to me, or a deer crossed my path, or a snake approached me on the right, or a fox approached me on my left, therefore I should not embark on this journey because I'll not meet success. And so to those who hear the chirping of birds and say, it will be like this or it will not be like this, or it's good to do this thing and it's bad to do this thing, are also reading omens. Similarly, for one's creditors request money from him, and he says, I request of you, leave me for now. For in the morning I will not begin the new day with paying debt. Or Rosh Chodesh, which is the first day of the week or the first day of the month. And so to those who say, we must shech the tarnagol because it crowed like a raven. We have to shech the hen because it crowed like a rooster. So to anything similar to these cases, each one of them is aser. And someone who transgresses on one of these things is over love. Yesharim, the others that say, Dim ain't Omer Hatam, if a person does not say the reason, Lama Humitzav Lishras Hatanagol, or Hatanagol, why he is ordering the Shchita of a hen or a rooster, Ala Omer Stam, but instead he says, Stam, Shachtu Tangol, Zoyz, Hatanagol, Zeh, Motil Shachtam, it's Motil to Shachtam, Echein Hu Aminig, and this is the Minig. Halacha Beis, Bayis, Tinik, V'isha, with respect to a house, a child, or a woman, Afapish, Ein, Nichosh, even though there is no Chashash, divination, yesh simon, there is a simon. Perish, this means, in bana bayis, another latinic, anas isha, that if one built a house, or if a child was born to him, or if he married a woman, mitzliach achach kim upam, then if he was successful afterwards 3 times, aloy, or he was not successful 3 times, hu simon la laba, it's a simon for the future. Yachalem bayis zem asliach li, he can say, this house has brought me success. Chaymut alisho, and Latinic is a pasuk. Lama, suddenly it's mother to ask a child which pasuk he has learned. Lisma called asas ma'isa and to learn to take a future ma'isa. The chashuk sas kama nevua, since the omen implied by the pasuk is considered somewhat like a nevua prophecy. Yesh imrim the mutter lasses like sin of the davar shiavel. Also, some say it's mutter to devise for oneself a sign involving a future event. Kamash also Eliezer Eved Avram or Yohanesim and Shol, like in the manner of Eliezer the son of Avram or Yohanesim the son of Shol, which they did. We know that Avram sent Eliezer to Aram Naraim to find a wife for Yitzchak. When Eliezer reached Aram Naraim, he stood near the well and declared that when the daughters of the town come to drink, and if one would say, I will draw water for you and for your camel as well, he would take that as a simon that this girl is designated for Yitzchak. Mayanison proposed to his armor bearer that the two of them alone should attack against the entire Pelishtim. Being greatly outnumbered, Yonason devised a simon before attempting attack. He decided that he and his armor bearer would approach the guards of the Pelishtim camp and see the reaction. If the guards said, halt until we reach you, they would not launch the attack. Or if they said, come up to us, then they would. This would be the simon. One who goes with simplicity and trust totally in Hashem without attempting to divine the future, kindness will surround them. Halacha Gimel. Ezum einen huzum einen zeshnes and eaten. This is one who accords significance to time. It's tagninos v'yayim plenty tov v'yayim plenty ra. One who says on the basis of astrology that a certain day is good and a certain day is bad. Yayim plenty ro lasses b'malacha plenty. On a certain day it's proper, it's, you know, good to do a certain work, shana plainis, a chedesh plenty, ral davar plenty, or that a certain year, a certain month, it's bad for a certain matter. Mashenaygin shein nisim nashim ala b'mila v'halvana, and as for the minig that it's that is followed, that only marrying a woman at the time of mila halavana, the waxing of the moon, ein zeis b'chla menachesh ma'in, this is not included in the category of menachesh ma'in, shein nisim zeis ala simen tayv, we only do this for simen tayv. Which means a symbolic practice that's followed to express one's hope for a desirable future. The manner that kings of Beis David were anointed at spring in order to symbolize that their kingdomship will endure like the spring that gives forth an endless stream of water. So too is done as a good sign. Just as the moon continues to grow fuller, nevertheless, our marriage should not be delayed for this specifically. And more so, you should not have a chuppas nida because in order to have it with a full moon. Similarly, the minute to begin learning masechta of shas at the beginning of the month is a good sign. And which some people have the minhag not to begin on Mondays and Wednesdays. Some also permit this.